welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
Happy Friday, Richard.
Friday.
We haven't said Happy Friday in a long time. That's how we used to start every one of our podcasts before.
That's true. So that was the only one we used to do.
That's right.
Every Friday, right.
That seems like a long time ago.
It does.
Where the only podcast we did was the one on Friday mornings. Now we do several each week, and we do the morning show now.
You're dragging me in here every morning.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's good, though. Gets the day off to a good start.
You came in ready to go this morning.
It's like a morning exercise routine.
That's right.
Okay. So we're ready.
It's perfect. So and it gets your day off to a good start. I really love our morning conversations. And so, mm-hmm. For a while there, we had kind of gotten away from being able to talk too much in the morning because mm-hmm. our schedules were busy and everything. But building this into our schedule has really allowed us to return to that. So it's mm-hmm. nice.
Very good.
Yeah. You look snappy today with your pineapple.
Gabby picked my tie up this morning.
She did?
Yes.
And here I am in my polo shirt.
Well, you have important things going on today.
That's right.
That's not just a polo shirt. It's a polo blue.
It's blue.
Chelsea blue.
Chelsea blue. And Chelsea plays today.
Play
against Liverpool today. Right. So.
For those of you who don't know, Chelsea is a football club, not to be confused with a football team in
that's
the
right.
United States.
Hey, that's a good differentiation. Good
football job. Club is a, we call it soccer. Uh-huh. And Bernie is one of the most rabid fans of a team from Chelsea.
Yeah.
And so Chelsea plays today. And so in honor of Chelsea, he has Chelsea blue.
That's right. So and I have my my jersey that I'll change into later on when the
official
game starts.
Official Chelsea jersey.
That's right. From the club. The club sent it to me last week. So it's fantastic. It's so exciting. I can't wait to watch this game. This will be the first live match I've watched this season. So I've been watching everything else on rerun. So I've been busy, man.
Watching football.
I've been busy. So I have to wait until they have a weekday game so I can watch it.
Yeah, that's right. Can't do it on weekend.
How does that happen? How does it happen that the one time I'm available to watch the game is actually during the week because some other things got canceled? So,
mm-hmm.
But it works out perfect. So, but here it is
it's
Friday.
Casual Friday.
It is casual Friday. Mm-hmm. And so today, because it's Friday, let's get ready for the weekend.
Right. That's right. We know what one of the things we've been talking about is keeping our commitments.
Right.
Staying on track. Meeting our goals, achieving our goals, meeting right. our deadlines. And so now we're at the weekend, and the weekend always poses a danger.
Right.
If you're dieting, if you're on a meal plan, if you're on an exercise plan, the weekends pose a special challenge.
Absolutely.
Okay? And we want to talk about how do we get through the weekend? What do we do with the weekends?
Right, right. And so we're going to talk about the two R's, but we had to add a third one. So it's going to be the three R's that we're going to right. talk about just to get you ready for the weekend so that you kind of you go into it ready to go and that you succeed this weekend and in the weekend ready for the next week.
And it's consistent with what we've been saying on the morning show is that plan.
Right.
You have to be able to plan. Put some thought into your weekend, what it's going to look like, what you're going to do, what you want to accomplish. Don't just say, oh good, the weekend's here, I don't have to do anything. No, the weekend's here.
Right.
There are things to do.
Right.
Important things to do. If you just leave it open, you're probably going to waste it. You're probably going to get off your plans.
Absolutely.
So structure, use Friday to structure your weekends.
Right, right. So let's talk about the three R's.
Mm-hmm.
The first is probably the R that we all do, and that's refresh, rejuvenate. Mm-hmm. We're going to use the weekend to restock our energy supplies. We're going to, most people use the weekends to get a little bit more rest.
Mm-hmm.
Though if we're sleeping well, we really don't even need that. But right. If you're getting adequate sleep,
stay on schedule.
Maybe that would be a good topic for next week because mm-hmm. What is adequate sleep.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that next week. But for now, we're using the weekend to rejuvenate, to refresh, so that we get those energy stores back, that we sort of brush off the stress and the frustration and everything from the work week and use the weekend to
that's right.
get back to homeostasis.
Yeah, because you want to go into Monday fully recharged,
right,
with lots of inhibition and lots of self-control and lots of, so you want to go into Monday. But in order to do that, you have to get rid of some of the debris from this past week.
Right.
You've got to let go of some of the things, some of the disappointments, some of the anguish that happened to you in the past week. You have to use the weekend to sort of rid your body, rid your mind, rid your soul of those disappointments.
Okay? Absolutely.
You got to get rid of that stuff. And you got to reload for next week. But,
right.
But please, please spend some time sort of processing all the bad things, but get rid of them. Okay, so, don't carry them into next week.
So this first R actually contained a lot of other R's. Rejuvenate, refresh, reload. So there's a lot of R's contained within that one.
But to refresh, you got to clean off.
Yeah.
And you got to clean off all that dirt from last week.
Exactly.
Okay? So the bad things that happened, the disappointments that happened, get rid of them, put them away. They're gone. It's in the past. And let's look forward. Oh, by the way, I have to talk to you about positive psychology.
Oh.
Okay, I read an interesting thing this morning on positive psychology called The Tyranny of Positive Psychology.
Ooh, sounds ominous.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Fantastic. Because we like positive psychology.
Yeah, because you want to have a positive, you want to be positive as you enter next week, and so as you begin Monday. So plan, be planful. Plan these 2 days carefully so that you accomplish all that you want to do this weekend.
Right, right.
And the first, so you want to refresh.
Right.
So it's first R.
So refresh, which also means don't overcommit, don't overdo, don't turn your weekend into, I'm going to cram everything I can into, you know, Saturday,
right,
so that I can get all these things done. You know, spread it out,
right.
be mindful of that. So the first R is refresh. The second R is reflect. You know, so especially tonight. Tonight, Friday night, would actually be the best, most ideal time to do this. But this is a time, you know, earlier this week we talked about before you go to bed to reflect on your day, to look back at your day and see, you know, what you accomplished, what you wish that you would have done, what you did do and all that. On Friday night, let's do that same thing, but for the week. You know, look back at the past week. And look at the last 5 days and what did you accomplish? What did you get done? What, you know, acknowledge the accomplishments that you made over the week. Again, even if it was, you know, some kids, for example, really have a difficult time getting to school every day because of social anxiety and because of different things. So if you made it to school 5 days this week, 4 days this week, that's great. So look back and say, you know, I did a great job. Look, also reflect and see, you know, where did you maybe not meet the expectation that you had for yourself? Where did you not meet your what you wanted to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so that you acknowledge that as well. And then that's going to build into our planning for next week.
Right. My Jewish friends have this concept of Shabbos.
Right.
You know, for Jews, the Sabbath is sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. And that 24-hour period, for observant Jews in particular, is used to reflect on the past week and to get ready for the next week.
Right.
What did I do poorly this past week, and what do I want to do better next week?
Right.
And they have a famous phrase that the Jews keep Shabbos and Shabbos keeps the Jews.
Right.
And so we might want to consider that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be necessarily a religious tradition, but we may want to consider that tradition as a healthy way of using our weekends. Spend some quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Reflect on the past week. Get ready for the next week.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. So refresh over the weekend. Reflect. Especially tonight, reflect. And then the third is reconnect.
Reconnect. Man, that's the important one.
You know, during the week, our schedules are so busy that, you know, we run out in the morning, drop the kids off at school, or get to work as quickly as we can. We come home, we fix dinner, we do what we have to do for the evening, and then go to bed, and then get up the next day and do it all over again.
Right.
And so we lose connection with each other, whether it's between you and your children, or between you and your spouse or your significant other or other family members or whatever the case may be. So use the weekend as a time to reconnect with others. You know, meet for lunch, meet for dinner, meet and just talk on the phone if you need
right.
to. But use that time to reconnect a little bit.
Yeah, you said at the beginning of this, you said don't fill up your weekend with
right.
so many activities that you can't get anything, that you don't do anything well.
Right.
Okay? And one of the things that should be at the top of your list for the weekend is reconnect.
Right.
This is the time to spend really good time with the people you care about.
Right.
This would be spouses, family members, particularly your children.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Russ Barkley, who is the leading expert on ADHD, around anywhere in the world, internationally known expert in ADHD, builds this step into his treatment program. Mm-hmm. Is that you have to give your child your exclusive attention for at least 20 minutes a day.
Right.
Okay. And by exclusive attention, it's not, you're not teaching them a lesson, you're not trying to change them, it's just you're completely mm-hmm. devoted to them for about 20 minutes. This would be an excellent thing to put into your weekend schedule.
Absolutely.
Spend some really, really good non-teaching time. When I say teaching, non-discipline time. This
right.
isn't, you know, you don't want to teach lessons. This is a time just to be with your child and let your child have you completely. Nothing else going on.
Right.
Just the two or three. It doesn't matter how many there are. It doesn't have to be one-on-one. But this is a time to really connect with your children.
Right. And the same thing with your spouse. You know,
and your spouse.
You know, again, sometimes we have very busy schedules, and so you have a significant other that you maybe just don't see right. very often.
Unplug the phone, yeah. turn off the TV, do something different. Do something just, you know, clear everything and everybody else out and
right.
just focus on these really important people. And what you're doing is you're renewing that relationship.
Right.
And that's what wonderful thing to do on a weekend is renew those really important relationships.
Absolutely. So
call a friend.
Yeah. So, so again, we're refreshing. We're reflecting, and then we're going to reconnect.
That's right.
And
yeah, I had a friend who had surgery this week, you know, knee surgery. So mm-hmm. she's really bedridden for a couple of days. And so time to visit her and call her
yeah.
and, you know, boost her spirits. And we have all kinds of people who could use use a little bit of us this weekend. So
That's
use
right.
the time to reconnect.
Yeah, yeah. And it's those connections that are, you
right.
know, that will help rejuvenate us and, you know, refresh us and everything. So,
right.
All right. So those are the three R's. Try to think about that, you know, focus on that a little bit this weekend and see if that will help you get Monday off to a great
That's right.
great start.
Right. Monday will go better. Next
yeah.
week will be better than this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is always the goal, right?
That's the goal.
So, all right.
Good.
Well, hope that's helpful. Again, it's Friday, so the big thing tonight is that reflection. You know, use tonight as a time to look back at the week and see mm-hmm. how things are going. Try to get your 30 minutes of exercise in today, and try to meditate. You know, meditation doesn't have to be this big,
no.
Big hippie, mm-hmm. fancy thing.
No.
It can just be listening to some soft music with the lights out and your eyes closed. It doesn't really have to be anything formal or massive
right.
or anything like that. But just take some time just to calm,
relax,
just to
relax,
calm,
relax.
There's some great apps
right.
for that, and if you're interested in any of those, send me an email or contact me on Facebook mm-hmm. or something, and I can get you the names of some of the ones that are free and available and through either mm-hmm. the iTunes Store or the Google App Store, and you can get it that way. So, all right.
Very good.
Well,
yeah.
great. Well, Richard, this was our first week.
Right. We did it.
Yeah. 5 days down.
Build new habits.
Lots more to go.
That's what we encourage people. Build new
That's
habits.
Right.
So
That's
this
right.
is a new habit for us.
So thank
the
you.
The morning show.
That's right. It is a habit. So thank you so much for listening and watching and following and subscribing. Share this with your friends, family, and others that you think may be interested in mm-hmm. what we're talking about and what we're here to do. We've already received some great contact from people mm-hmm. who've been listening through Facebook and through different forms of social media and everything. All of those links to everything are in the show notes. So reach out to us. Send us a question. Let us know what you're wanting to know about, and we will build it into the show and get the information to you as soon as we can. I mean, that's part of the reason why we're doing
right.
the morning show now.
Yep.
So, all right.
Let us hear from you.
Yes. So, thank you so much for watching and listening. Have a great weekend, and we will see you bright and early Monday morning.
Monday morning.
All right. Bye-bye.